Oberlin, the Phoenix head wrestling coach. And coach, welcome to Smitty's. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, appreciate having me out.
It's our pleasure.
Mason, you're in your second year trying to third year already, rebuilding the Oberlin wrestling program. You're an alum.
Yes,
talk
sir.
To us about that rebuild and where are you at with that?
It's going good. You know, I started, I didn't have a single returning varsity letter winner. I mean, we rebuilt from nothing. We've got nine out. I've got all five from last year came back. So I've got a return disqualifier 22, return disqualifier 23. So I've got two coming back. We started a women's team. I've got a few young ladies out. My women's coach is sitting over there. And we've got four or five middle schoolers out too this year. That's kind of new. So it's slow. It's a slow process coming from a program that was really beat down. So I'm really looking forward to the season to get out there and get some good wrestling in with those five coming back and having that rebuild.
And how's the work been to date right now in the room? Because sometimes when it's small numbers, it gets a little bit old when they're continually hammering on each other.
They're hungry. I've got three guys that have been back, like Connor McConaughey's 22 disqualifier, Tommy Boyer, Cole Bulinorski had a great freshman season last year. They're hungry. They want it. They want the camps. They've done wrestling in the summer. They went to open tournaments. They're really wanting to get out there and get going. They don't care. I had four of them at a 6:30 practice this morning. They want to practice after school today. So they just really want to wrestle. They don't care. They're just out there drilling, doing their thing, and wanting to be part of the program and build the program.
So, Mason, with all that, you know you go in to dual meet shorthanded. So what kind of expectation? How do you temper your expectations dual meet versus tournament?
When I go to a dual meet, my goal is a clean sweep. If I can't win the dual meet, that's fine. But if I walk in there nine guys and we have nine wins and we lose the dual meet, to me, that's a win. You can lose on numbers and forfeits, but if you've got nine kids that go out there and wrestle their heart out and get seven, eight, nine wins, how do you count that as a loss? I mean, on paper it is, but that's kind of what I'm looking for. We did win a dual meet last year. We wrestled Wellington twice. They beat us once. We beat them. So we did win a duel. It lined up great for us. It just so happened every athlete lined up, and there was not a lot of forfeit going on.
Coach Bremke, I was going to ask, you mentioned all five of the wrestlers that you had last year came back.
Yes.
That tells me, number one, you did something right. Number two, they had fun and they enjoyed it. What's the key to getting kids when they come out to want to keep doing it? So that obviously you probably have to have a little bit of success early, but you got to have fun doing it too, right?
Yeah, so in our room we have all these rules, all these coaches' rules that we make. A lot of them are just little fun things. But my rule number one is we're going to have fun. There's no point in being here if we're not having fun. In some capacity, we have got to have fun. And what does that look like to every kid, right? Some kids it might be winning. Some kids it might be leaving practice at a good workout. But we want to ensure they come back and just having that connection with each one of those athletes and having those mini goals. Because that first year, man, I threw a lot of these young people to the wolves. I mean, Tommy Boyer last year had more wins last year than the whole team had my first year. So just having those little wins and showing them, hey, we're getting there. You wrestled 10 seconds this match. Now we're missing. We're finishing matches. Now let's get a takedown here and there and win the match. So ensuring they're meeting those mini goals, you know, like we've all talked about in every aspect of our life, to pushing those people to do that, and they just have fun.
Mason, what does the schedule look like? We know you've got the LC8 for duels. What does it look like tournament-wise? Where are you at? What are the expectations for some of those tournaments?
We've got the Lorraine Titan coming up right off the rip next week. The kids are wanting to be there. They're hungry. I got some kids that wrestled that twice now. And that's a real good tournament because there's a lot of different experience levels there. And they're really happy for that. We go to the Keystone after that. It's kind of a lower-level varsity, higher JV tournament. Get the kids, just get some mat time. Brookside's hosting a tournament this year that we got invited to. We're excited. We're not sure what's going to go on there. And then we travel to Columbia Invitational. That's always a great time. You know, they do a great job of getting that tournament put together. Great D1 program. Midview's usually there. Then we're going to roll into Mapleton. Mapleton has a great job with the Dave Rehor Memorial Tournament with those guys down there. They do a fantastic job. Get pile matches and then Western Reserve is putting on one as well. So we're getting I'm almost at full schedule. I'm at 18 and a half points of my 20. So I'm trying to pick maybe a dual meet or something to kind of get them as many matches as I can. So
do you set some team goals? Do you put some expectations out in front of the kids? Do you talk to them about that? If not, what are some of the goals for you, some team goals?
Absolutely. I mean, I kind of individualize it because I can. You know, with nine athletes, I kind of individualize. So my returning guys, I'm like, hey, let's get into that top six at Lorraine. We've been right there. We've been Florida. We've made the winner's bracket. We've been the second day on the winner's side. Let's see if we can push into that hardware. Let's get there. You know, at Mapleton, we did. We got top six. Colby Wernerski and Tommy Boyer both took top six, brought some home some hardware. So we're getting to that point where the new guys, I'm like, hey, let's go out and try some of these moves I taught you. Let's do some of these double legs, these high crotches, these shucks and ducks, and learn and do that, and let's meet those many goals. And I'll talk to the kids going into it. Let's do that. And then at the end of the day, I always sit them down. What did we learn? What are some things that you guys saw that you want to see? What do you want to go over? Let's talk about these learning expectations that we saw. So my goal is to get these kids, some of the, especially the returning, let's get them up into that hardware, you know, those top four, top six places, and then we can start pushing them harder into the sectional, get these guys to the district tournament and get a win.
Ironically, I had a great phone call today from a former athlete of mine who's coaching youth football in Oberlin, and we talked more about getting youth wrestling started than we did youth football because he understands the benefits of that. Where are you at with program-wise, youth-wise, as a feeder?
We do pretty good. I have Oberlin Recreational kind of takes care of that, but I've got Dan Dendorfer. He comes out, and we run the youth program together, but I kind of let him do it. And we get a lot of turnouts. We get a lot of kids, young athletes, that are, they're trying everything. I mean, they're in bitty football. They're in youth basketball. They're in youth wrestling. And I'm just trying to hold on to a few of them as we move up. You know, we'll get 20, 25 kids out. We're running 2 days a week. Yesterday we first started, so just trying, because everybody knows that you have to start these programs with 5 to 6 year olds and keep them interested to middle school so you can polish them in high school.
Coach, that leads me to one thing you just mentioned that kind of piqued my interest. When you mentioned, you know, the kids do a lot of different things, how do you try to get them to say, hey, just try wrestling? You don't know unless you try it, if you're going to like it, or just like anything else they might try it, and just to have that be part of it, like, or maybe, you know, they've tried a different sport, maybe didn't care for it. And then, you know, you can always come to this. I mean, do you go about that? How does that work?
I talk to parents and try to energize the parents, get the parents behind them, because that's where they're going to get them there. The parents,
right.
they're 5 years old, they're 7 years old. These kids don't know, but get the parents, get them involved, get them there and talk about it. And we talk about the football programs, you know, and Oberlin's been struggling. It's because they didn't have the peewee and the youth or
right. Bitty
football that they've had. And I tell these kids, I'm like, you know, especially the middle schoolers, I'm like, guys, there's no other sport in the country where you can not play a college down and still get in the NFL. Only wrestling can do that. Adam Kuhn wrestled for Michigan. He had two offers from the NFL. He never played a college down. You can't do that with any other sport. You're not going to do that. You know, it's going to be very difficult. So I'm trying to energize and saying, look what wrestling can do for you in other sports. Oberlin's had a very rich history of soccer players wrestling and making those foot skill work. So just energizing the parents and the community to get these young people out.
Well, Coach, we really appreciate you coming out here to tell us about the Oberlin program. You're in your third year and continued success. And you can tell, Tom, as you talk to them, the leaps that they've taken from year one to two, and hopefully you take that next step here in year three.
Well, Mason knows I'm a big fan. He is, and try to get him to some tournaments, some places they can win. I really like to see that Oberlin program get back strong again.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys having me out.
We'll take a time out. When we come back, it looks like we've got the Pioneers from Elyria High they're going to represent. We'll talk Elyria wrestling right after this break. You're listening to the Lorraine